Kenny.
Are you talking?
Ken. So we're doing this again?
What, the radio show?
Yeah.
Yeah, the radio show called 7 Second Delay that you are the host of?
Every damn week. It's like every week, right? It seems like every week.
It's a weekly show.
There's no end to it.
No.
Jesus.
It's a weekly show. It's something to be proud of.
But other shows have been canceled. You've kicked other people off the air.
I kicked you off.
Why don't you give me a break?
I have done that.
Have you?
Yeah, I kicked us both off the air that one time.
For how long?
I think 2 weeks.
Oh, come on, man. That's nothing.
You were getting waterboarded.
Yeah, and I cursed, I guess.
And you cursed, and I was away from the board.
What does a guy have to do to get canceled permanently in this joint? What does a guy have to do to get off the air? Jesus Christ.
Hard drugs.
Would that do it?
That helps, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to start taking hard drugs and have you not cancel me. I'll be so mad.
It's just a chance you have to take. How badly do you want to get canceled?
1 to 10?
Yeah.
12.
Will you pass me the can of pens, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
It never ends.
No.
It never ends. Show up here on time. Pass the pens. It never ends with you. Stop stealing hats and t-shirts. It never ends around here. How was your week?
Oh, boy. It's been a great one.
Shut up.
How about you?
No one wants to hear about your happy times, your good weeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No?
I'm all right. I couldn't tell you what I did. What did I do all week?
What's the matter?
I was just here yesterday, it seems like. What do I do? And I have to leave early.
I'm wondering, what do you do?
I don't do anything. It's exhausting acting busy.
You know,
it's exhausting.
Yeah, you're still pretending to go to work.
It's exhausting.
Because right? You still have one kid at home? No, you have no kids at home right now.
I want to impress my wife. I want her to think I'm working.
What?
Jeez.
Well, I'm going to tell your wife that it's all a charade. She and I go to therapy together.
Really?
Yeah.
You got a couple therapy, you and my wife?
Yep.
Does my name come up at all?
Constantly.
Well, then it's okay.
It's the third most common topic that comes up.
Well, it's likely being talked about.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ask you what the first and second are. I'm just not. We're moving on.
Yeah. Nice rest. Your restless leg is very active tonight.
It's because part of me, a good part of me, a large percentage of me, wants to run out of here. My leg is moving. My leg is ready to bolt.
Hey, by the way, did you notice when we went to that comedy show the other night?
Yeah, baby.
Did you notice that I made you stop your restless leg at one point? Were you wondering about that?
I guess it is annoying. Everyone's annoyed by it. There's a medical term for it. I mean, it's some kind of condition.
Well, no, what was happening was we were sitting in the front row.
Yeah.
And your one foot
was
touching the front of the stage.
Gotcha. Perfect.
And your other foot was doing the restless leg thing.
Yeah.
And as a result,
I wiggle it, yeah.
The whole front of the stage...
Yeah.
Was going back and forth and
it
making
was?
Yeah, making a really loud noise.
Oh, it was?
Yeah. That's why I made
this. Oh, I was oblivious.
Yeah, that's why I tapped your leg.
Oh, man, I'm glad. I hope they weren't recording the show. That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah, I wouldn't want you to think that I put my hand on your thigh for no reason.
No, I didn't. You know what?
You didn't even notice.
I didn't.
But you stopped. But it did stop the restless leg.
You found a good reason to put your hand on my thigh. Congratulations.
Well, I didn't really put it on your thigh. I just kind of tapped.
But I've had people annoyed by my wiggly right leg since I can remember. In fact, the rabbi at my bar mitzvah, I was 13, teased me about it because I was sitting in the chair waiting to read my portion. You know,
your Haftorah.
My Haftorah portion. Uh-huh. And apparently my leg was going a mile a minute up there. And he commented on that.
What did he say?
That I don't remember. I remember just despising him for it.
Did he make a joke?
Shooting daggers at with my eyes. I don't remember. All I remember was my fantasy of him dying on the spot.
Did he end up dying on the spot?
No, that never worked. It hardly ever works.
It has worked, though.
Twice.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
You got to teach me that trick.
Enough to keep my kids in line.
So Andy's getting ready to leave town again.
You mean today?
I don't know. At some point. And,
well, today I do have a thing at 7 o'clock. I do have to leave as soon as this is over. Okay. How late do we go here?
We go until 7 o'clock. But what I was getting at was that we're looking for more listeners to give us quizzes.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to be out of town for a couple of weeks. That's right. Oh, those quiz shows. Yeah, if somebody has a hobby or a passion or an area of interest.
Anything.
They want to cobble together 10, 12 questions for you and me.
Mm-hmm. And then we do them over Zoom.
We do them over Zoom.
During the weekday.
They've been very popular.
Yeah, they've been great, I think.
You know who loves them? Jesse Thorne.
Oh, from MaximumFun.org?
Yeah, he's a fan of those quizzes. He's a big fan. No,
yeah, we've been on both his shows.
He called it, you know, I know we've done a few weeks of those quizzes. Uh-huh. Almost every time they've aired, he calls me right afterwards.
Really?
Yeah, and says he loved
them. Are you serious?
Yeah. No, he's a big fan. It means a lot to me because I love and admire him too.
Well, we were just on Jordan Jesse Go with him.
I don't remember that. Yeah. I have no recollection.
That was like a month ago.
Huh. Yeah. Well, that would explain.
Wait, you can't remember anything beyond 2 weeks old?
No, I have. My memory gets full. It's kind of like a disk drive.
Uh-huh.
And I erase what I don't need.
How much space is in there?
I guess apparently very little.
Yeah.
Apparently I have 10 days worth of memory.
Does it ever get so full that you just kind of
can't? I remember the show we went to this weekend.
Oh, well, that's good. That was only a couple of days ago.
I know. But come Thursday, it's going to be God, baby, God. You'll have to tell me all about it.
Yeah. I'm writing down all the jokes.
We should have taken more pictures.
Yeah.
Hey, you want to somehow segue into today's topic?
No, I first want to also say that we're looking for a very pregnant woman.
Yeah, we always are we, Ken?
Yes. Well,
because they are hot.
It goes without saying.
Oh, you mean for the show?
Yes, for the show.
Oh, yeah, that too. Yeah.
Yeah, so if you are, you know, in your third trimester.
Yeah.
Or even further along than that, that would be great.
Oh, my God, if you're past due?
Yeah, we're looking for somebody who's ready to pop, just ready to pop.
Because we want to do a show. We'll build a whole show around you. Imagine that.
Right.
Hey, and you know what? And someday your kid will be older. These shows are archived. You'll be able to play that show about you for your kid. Your kid will hear about all your preparations for the delivery.
Mm-hmm. Interesting you should bring that up, because there have been a couple of kids who've been on the show.
Yeah.
One of them.
Yes, go on.
You made cry.
Years ago.
That was the Tooth Fairy show where you were outbidding the Tooth Fairy. And I thought that it might be interesting to get him on the show again.
Oh, that kid?
Yeah, because
he remembers it.
He's all grown up now.
Yeah. Oh, my God. We've been doing this so long. That's right. We're like a kindergarten teacher. Whose students come back to visit, and you're just amazed at how hot they are now.
Well, that's not you took that in a whole different direction. But
what?
Yeah.
Well, any kindergarten teacher will tell you that story.
Well, this kid who you made cry
when
he was, I think, 7 years old.
Yeah,
or
has he been in therapy ever since?
Yes. And
it's what I do, my friend. It's what I do.
He didn't want to have anything to do with us anymore.
Wait, have you really been in touch with him?
Yes, via his mom.
Wait. And you reached out and said we'd love to talk to you on the air?
I told his mom that we would love to touch
him. Yeah, follow-up,
again,
yes.
You know, 25 years later.
Yes, like the 7-Up series in England. Right. Yes.
She said, no, I don't think he would want to do that.
Let's call him. Do you have his number?
No.
Let's call him.
I don't have
Let's get him on the phone.
No, I don't have
I owe that kid an apology.
Well, you apologized to him 25 years ago.
Well, then that should have done it.
It didn't do it.
Well, then he owes me an apology.
Why?
For now, for being standoffish now, for ghosting us now. Let's get him on the phone.
He's not ghosting us. You have a weird definition of ghosting.
Thank you. You mean someone that won't pick up the phone?
Somebody who we haven't even tried to call.
Someone that I feel may not want to hear from me.
Yeah, someone who you dissed.
That's how sensitive I am.
You dissed 25 years ago, and we haven't even tried to get
by that definition, 88% of the adults in North America are ghosting me.
Oh, there's a rumor going around now that Joe Lieberman died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, you want a little tip? You want to write comedy for a living?
Yes.
Here's the way to make any obituary headline instantly a comedy headline.
Okay.
Insert the word finally.
Joe Lieberman dead.
No, Joe Lieberman. Now insert the word finally dead.
Oh.
Joe Lieberman, former Senator Joe Lieberman, finally dead at 82. That's comedy. Any headline, any obituary.
Finally.
Yeah, just add the word finally.
Okay.
It's a little tip from Uncle Andy.
Thank you. That's a great tip.
Hey, you want to hear another tip?
Yes.
You know that show Friends?
Yes.
That series Friends, it was on the air for 110 seasons.
Courtney Cox, Jennifer Aniston. Yep.
Yeah. Here's how to make Friends 100% funnier.
Okay.
Just when you're watching Friends, just say this to yourself before you turn it on. Mm-hmm. Just say this to yourself. I'm about to watch a show featuring six mentally challenged adults who live near each other in Manhattan. They're all mentally challenged. Now that you said that to yourself, now watch Friends. It's hysterical.
I'll try it.
Just try it.
I've never seen that show, but
it will make it hysterical.
That sounds like a fun thought experiment.
Yeah.
Does it work for Three's Company as well?
Oh, I'm sure it will. I don't remember Three's Company. But I'm telling you, Friends is, you're falling off the couch. If you say this to your wife or spouse or husband, hey, honey, come watch the show I just discovered. It's about six mentally challenged young adults.
Okay. I will try that.
Well, that's about all the time we have. Hey, thanks for listening. Who's up next week? Anything special?
Next week, actually, I'm out of town. So
are you really?
Yes, I am.
Holy moly.
So you're free.
No, yeah, it's a gift.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that can count as my birthday gift. Wait, let me just check my thing.
Oh, your birthday that was on March 3rd.
Oh, yeah. Wait, where are you going out of town?
I'm going to Asheville, North Carolina.
Hold on now.
Wait, what are you checking your calendar for? I just told you we have the week off.
Yeah, no, that's great. I want to see how I can take advantage of it.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, wait, I kind of misplayed something.
What you misplayed? What did you misplay?
Well, I made an appointment for, I thought I'd have to be here on Wednesday, and I made an appointment.
Oh, man.
On Thursday.
I'm so sorry.
Now, how long did you know about this, Asheville?
Oh. I've known for a really long time.
Oh, go to hell. You're dead to me now.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell me these things?
I should.
You really should.
I should tell Beth.
You just assume I don't have a... Yeah, when you're at therapy with her.
I should just tell your wife.
Yeah, when you're at couples therapy with my wife.
Yeah, because we talk about you a lot. So it would make sense to bring it up then.
You know, be even stranger?
What?
You go to couples therapy with my wife and my name hardly ever comes up.
Yeah, that would be strange.
Yeah, that would be strange. That would concern me more, actually.
Oh, that's what I should have said.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Sorry.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. So so thank you. You've now managed to make me forget what we're doing tonight.
It's what I do.
Oh, yes. We are wondering.
Oh, yeah. It's an interesting question.
Probably a lot of our listeners are in therapy.
Probably close to 100%.
Or have been in therapy.
100%.
Right. So have you been in therapy?
As a youth, I was. Uh-huh. And then I went with my ex-wife to couples therapy.
Uh-huh.
Didn't quite get us across the finish line. And then Beth and I, before we met... my older kids, when she was was very anxious about meeting stepkids.
Yeah.
We went back to the same guy, back to the same therapist.
Oh, the therapist who didn't work for your first marriage.
That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he was, I found him very helpful. I think Beth did too. But anyway, you're right. A lot of our listeners, high percentage, probably are in therapy or have been to therapist. And I was wondering, what percentage of patients in therapy lie to their therapist? You seem to think it's, what do you think, half?
I'd say even more than half.
Yeah, well, the actual answer is 70%.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to guess 55%.
You think if we did a little informal survey with our listeners, it would be about half. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I think it's going to be north of that. So now are we saying tell any lie at all? Like one white lie? Is that
any
enough?
Lie.
Any
yeah.
lie at all? Or are we saying lying regularly?
No, I think any lie at all. Because why should you lie to your therapist?
I don't understand. Why should you lie to your therapist? Exactly right. When you go to your doctor, you don't lie to your doctor.
Oh, I do.
No, I'm sorry. When you go to your doctor, most adults don't lie to their doctor. You're the exception.
Yeah.
But why would you lie to your doctor? If you have migraine headaches, why would you go to your doctor and say, doctor, I can't move my arm?
Well, I don't lie about that.
The doctor has to treat you. He has to know all the facts.
Yeah, no, I would be honest about that.
Why would you lie to your doctor about?
She's so hot.
Yeah.
My smoking hot cardiologist.
Yeah.
That I have to lie to her sometimes.
About why you have an erection?
Among other things.
Yeah. Well, I could see, yes. I'd make an exception. There'd be an asterisk for that situation. Good luck there, Ken.
Thank you. It's a real challenge.
Yeah, it is a real challenge. Ken's hot cardiologist.
Smoking hot.
Smoking hot. She's a dime. Well, that's why you should always ask.
That's what you mean by a 10. Okay.
Yeah, but that's why you should always ask when you're talking to a new doctor on the phone. You should say, listen, I don't mean to be out of line here, but I do have to ask how hot you are. Do men find you attractive?
Yeah, I didn't ask that at all.
Yeah, you made that mistake.
Yeah.
But the question is, do people who go to therapists lie to their therapist? So we want to talk to people. We're not going to ask you necessarily what you lied about or what you talked to your therapist about. And if you'd prefer, we can disguise your voice. Happy to do that. 201-209-9368.
Just testing. Oh, that's not right.
But the voice altering.
Oh, that didn't work at all.
No, it sounded pretty good.
But it wasn't disguising the voice.
It sounded a little Darth Vader-y. What, did it just add a little bottom, little echo there?
No, it's supposed to sound like the demon voice. I'm going to have to get over to your left-hand side.
You're going
to
ask me to move?
Not really, no.
What are you asking me to do?
Well, why don't we try to take a call, and then maybe during the first call I can adjust.
You're going to want me to move, to roll my chair back. Or to the side.
Maybe just a few inches to the right.
Not going to happen. This is my show. 201-209-9368. I tell you where to move.
Okay.
For this hour.
All right.
201-209-9368.
Hi, you're on the air.
I'm doing my own voice disguise.
Oh, that's pretty good.
Thank you. No one will ever know.
That's what we should do.
With my brother once, with this voice, and he had no idea who I was.
Yeah, that's what we should do.
You sound like Homer Simpson. It's
pretty
good.
Yeah, you do. You sound stupid.
That's good.
Okay,
I can do Bullwinkle Moose the whole time.
Yeah, everyone can do an impression of somebody. 201-209.
Bullwinkle.
Okay, hold on, Bullwinkle. 201-209-9368. Call us up if you're going into therapy. We want to ask what you lie to your therapist about. And disguise your own voice. Jesus, give us a break. You'll see, Ken. This is going to make your life a lot easier. Hey, Bullwinkle.
Yes.
How long have you been in therapy?
Oh, about 7 years.
And we're taking a little informal poll. Do you lie to your therapist?
Not once, ever. Why would I?
Exactly. He's a doctor. You want him to help you, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. So that's a no. From Bullwinkle. Nope. Thanks for calling.
Wait, one more thing.
Yeah.
I'm lying right now. I've never been to therapy.
Oh, brother. Wait, hold on. There's a flaw in my disguise your own voice plan, Ken.
Oh, what is it?
It's we're gonna attract jerks.
Oh, you mean
like that guy. That guy made me now have to white out a little mark I made on my page.
Because Bullwinkle was a jerk.
Yeah.
Everybody will be a jerk.
Okay, well, you've got the...
Yeah, we've got it.
Okay. So call us up. Hold on. So here's the new protocol.
Hello? Oh.
Okay, hi. Hold on. Wait.
Should we disguise your voice?
Yes, thanks.
Okay, our pleasure. 201-209-9368. The question on the table, do you lie to your therapist? We're taking an informal poll. I don't know why anyone would, but I am curious. And we will disguise your voice. You're all going to sound like Darth Vader's cousin. All right. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
We don't need to identify you.
Okay. You can call me M if you want.
Okay. Well, we'll call you M, but your real name, your real legal name is...
Not diabolical, but just M.
What is your real legal name?
Well, I'm not on air right now.
Yeah, oh, you're on the air. No, oh, I see. Oh, you're on, yeah. Oh, I see. Oh, you're not. You don't want to identify yourself.
M would like to be anonymous.
Oh, I see.
Call me Dave.
Okay, so we'll call you M. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and M, have you lied to your therapist?
I don't know where to start. What haven't I told her? I've been with her like 15 years, and I just know certain things, what the response will be. You know, like, for instance, if I have told her that I use marijuana, but I haven't told her that I drink a lot. And I know that if I tell her I drink a lot,
she'll
be like,
"Em, are you
go to AA or something?" You know, because everything is like, you got to see the doctor. You got a trouble with your ears. You got to go see. You got to go get a blood test. You know, you got to take care of yourself.
I'm with you, Em. That's something that I lie to my smoking heart cardiologist about.
Wait. But I'm so sorry, Em. And do you pay? And do you pay for these sessions?
Well, my insurance covers it. And she actually, since the pandemic, we've been doing telehealth. And she doesn't charge me a penny. No copay or nothing.
But what? Then you're wasting then it's just wasting her time and your time. If you took a car to the, mechanic to the garage and the car had a low flat tire, you wouldn't say,
Yeah, but no. It's like, actually, she was very helpful in the first few years, and it's my way of saying thank you. She still gets money, you know.
Yeah.
She gets some money.
But you're losing, but your time is worth money.
In your mechanic metaphor.
To her,
your mechanic metaphor, Andy. You wouldn't tell your mechanic if you were using the car that he's fixing in order to do bank robberies.
No.
Why
look,
mention
if I was,
it?
If I borrowed a car from
maybe
someone.
Maybe I should tell you what, I mean... Is that worth a bank robbery, not telling her that I drink?
Oh, I don't know. Ken, I don't. I did, to be honest, I don't listen. I don't listen to Ken. But I have no idea what he said. But
the thing is, all the things that I haven't told her actually over the years.
Yeah.
You know, like even when I was like still married, and you know, the marital therapist actually ended up taking my ex-husband as a private patient. Solo, and I thought, wait a minute, isn't that a conflict of interest? So he continued to see our marital therapist for himself, and then I went on, and part of the reason I ended up with a therapist is when I had cancer, and there was a lot of changes in my life, and, you know, that was like 2006.
But, Em, can I suggest, why don't you just try being honest with this person, and because you sound like you can't deny that you're still dealing with some issues, right? And you're still working through some stuff in your life.
Yeah, but we focus on the mother problem.
Yeah, but if you believe me, there's no one will be embarrassed. You don't have to impress anyone.
Oh,
all our secrets, are the same.
But I really don't want to tell her about the, you know, the couple sex.
I'm so sorry about my judgy friend Andy.
Wait a minute. What? Okay, you don't want to tell him about what? Say it again.
The couple sex.
Yeah, you know, that was like one of the attempts to save the marriage because he didn't know what he wanted. And I said, well, you know, just if you have sex with somebody else, either don't tell me anything or tell me everything. And then he started telling me everything. So, and I thought, this is pathetic. We may as well have sex with a couple, you know.
But
that didn't work either.
But that was the biggest issue in your life at the time, obviously.
At the time.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Why? So if your car's on fire and you go to the mechanic, tell the mechanic your car's on fire. For the love of God.
It's just smoking a little bit.
It's not just smoking.
Like a long history.
There's a butt in the ashtray. Don't overreact.
Hey, leave my metaphor alone. It's my metaphor. No, seriously, find your own damn metaphor.
You're not drinking to excess, right?
I manage. I pace myself.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
whatever at night.
And you didn't. And you didn't swing to excess. Am I right?
No, the husband was swinging.
No, and, well, M was swinging too, a little bit.
M.
But not to excess. So yeah, why tell the therapist?
Exactly. But now that we're grandparents, we've sort of rebonded as friends.
Okay,
so
excellent.
All that's water under the bridge in a way.
And give this a try, just for kicks and giggles. Your next session.
Do you want me to let you know if I do it?
Yeah, call me. I'll swear to you, I'll pretend to be interested. I'll pretend to care. That's a promise.
Okay.
That's a promise from me to you.
I want to give a shout out to Eddie Bregman for being one of the team that helped bring Monk to fruition, because I am still enjoying that show.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad. Especially
the episode where he goes to jail.
Oh, there you go. I remember that one fondly, too. Well, thanks very much for your... your kind words, and I'm glad we had this talk.
Thanks, Em.
You know what I do, Ken? I change lives.
Is that what you do?
I do. That's what I do. You know, when I meet therapists, maybe a therapist will call in and want to weigh in on this question.
Yes.
201-209-9368. What percentage of your patients do you feel are lying to you? Like that, like Em's therapist, I know for a fact, knows Em is lying.
I don't know about that.
You can tell.
Some people are very good liars.
When therapists meet me, they're awestruck. Their jaws drop.
Well, you're not a good liar.
I'm an excellent liar.
Actually, that's true. You got that prank over on me on Cameo. That was pretty good.
Oh, I can lie.
Yeah.
I've been lying to you since the jump, since day one.
I can't lie.
What do you think my name is?
Andy.
All right, well, that one. Okay, that one. That one you got right.
Okay.
201-209-9368. Hey, I'd love to talk to a therapist. I know they know when you're lying, and I know they can tell us what percentage of patients.
Yeah, when you tell me that your name is Claude in that funny French accent, it's obvious that you're lying.
Maybe my name is Claude, and that's how I protect my name, by taking on a funny, clearly fake French accent.
It's
a double reversal.
I see. One of those.
I'm a triple agent.
I am.
And your Claude comment caused our caller to hang up.
Yes.
Was that worth it?
No.
That Claude comment?
I'm sorry.
Didn't move the ball down the field 1 foot.
No.
201-209-9368.
We're looking for therapists or people who have a therapist, and we want to know.
We can't cast a wider net than that.
Right. We want to know if you lie to your therapist or not. So far, we only have one person who has weighed in.
Yeah, it's 100% for
yes. And
that
was M, who said yes. She lies to her therapist all the time.
So if the show ended now, it would be overwhelming.
And
it'd
you think, Andy, you're convinced that a therapist would know whether their client.
Oh, of course. A good therapist. 201-209-9368.
Yeah, I'm not so sure about that.
Oh, please. Okay. Everyone knows when you're lying.
I disagree. How can that be? Everyone knows when you're lying. People get lied to all the time and suffer the consequences all the time.
It's what, you know, when I'm called for jury duty,
yeah.
I try to convince, during the voir dire, I try to convince them that that they should pick me. Because it would shorten the trial. It would make it very, very quick and easy.
Oh, because you can tell.
In an instant. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you are the only person... during jury selection, who wants to be on the jury?
Well, I tell them we would be home by lunch. You'd be home for lunch. Put me on the jury.
I mean, that seems like a surefire way of never getting picked for a jury because you come off as totally crazy. If you want to be on the jury, every other person is trying to get out of jury duty. You've come up with...
I am being called for jury duty in a couple of
weeks. Have you ever served on a jury?
I've been in some. I've never even been questioned in a voir dire. I've gone. I've been in the, what are they called? The group that you're in.
I don't know.
There's a technical term for it. The pool. I've been in the pool.
Yeah.
I've gone to the courthouse.
But you never even got questioned.
Well, they weren't picking a jury. Yeah, I never got called in. Yeah. Hey, wait.
Hey,
take a call.
Hey, you're on the air.
We're disguising your voice.
Your voice is disguised, so please try to talk very clearly.
You can be as candid as you want. We're not going to ask your name. Although I am going to ask you to, you don't have to tell me your name, but please spell it for me. What is your last name? Just spell it.
Enony.
Okay. We'll call you M. We'll call everyone M.
Okay.
Fantastic. What's the question?
And the question is, we assume you're in therapy currently. Is that correct?
and nuttier than a fruitcake, Philip.
Well, I think we're disguising his voice beyond too all much. Recognition.
Yeah. Can you move over?
Yeah. He sounds like he's a conductor on the IRT.
I'm on therapy.
There you go. Would you say this? Would you say Union Square next stop?
Yes.
Okay, you're in therapy now. Is that right, sir?
Correct, sir.
And we're taking an informal poll. We're wondering if you lie to your therapist.
Yeah.
You do.
What good is therapy? What is this going on?
What kinds of things do you lie to your therapist about?
I make up problems. I tell them about things that I'm not. I need attention.
You actually make up issues.
You like to talk about yourself for an hour.
I do. I like the extra attention. And I just make up things so that I can. I like to spend money on myself.
Give him a radio show.
Wow.
He's asking for a radio show.
This I did not anticipate. I thought people would be like M, lying about their drinking and things like that.
He just likes to talk about himself.
He just invents stuff.
Come on, give him an hour a week. Ken.
My life is otherwise very good, and I'm very mentally healthy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's completely high functioning.
Yeah, well, maybe you're mentally healthy because of all the inventions that you come up with during therapy.
Yeah. Drinking. I've never drank alcohol in my life. My therapist didn't know that.
Wait, so you tell your therapist you're an alcoholic?
Uh-huh. I go to AA, too, but I've never had alcohol in my life.
You think this guy's full of it?
Yeah, I think this guy's full of it.
Okay, so there you go. You see, Ken, you know when people are lying. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
And a therapist is 8 times smarter than you. No, 7 times. Between 7 and 8 times smarter than you, the average therapist.
How do you know that?
I can't. Believe me, I know. Because therapists are average intelligence.
Okay. Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is being disguised.
Me?
Yeah, you.
All right, Jason.
Oh, hi, Jason.
Hi, Jason. Jason,
yeah, am I in the demon voice or am I in the Mickey Mouse voice?
Well, Jason, when Ken says your voice is being disguised, the last response we expect would be, hi, it's Jason.
Well, there's a lot of them out there.
Jason, what do you want? Do you want the demon voice or the Mickey Mouse voice?
I would go Mickey Mouse.
Okay, hang on.
We're here to serve, Jason.
Thank you.
Hey, Jason,
greatest show ever.
Oh, yeah, thanks. Thanks, brother. So you are currently in therapy, obviously.
Well, I'm just talking about, the current, how everything seems to be screwed up these days, right?
Would you agree with that, Ken? Everything seems to be screwed up.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. Yeah. Yes.
And you do therapy, of course. I don't want to see the person on the screen.
Right.
So I do the non-screen thing.
Yeah.
My name's Jason.
Yeah.
But the therapist for 2 months has called me Jesse, thinks I'm a female.
Oh.
Wait, hold on. So you mean you turn your camera off? The therapist can't see you.
Right.
Right.
And then
you can do that.
Right. You can do that. But can't the therapist see your name on the screen? Even that doesn't appear?
What do you mean?
She doesn't read.
Oh, my name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, everything. You had to fill out all the forms, but still the person just goes, Jesse.
She calls you Jesse.
And she thinks you're female.
And female, yeah.
Oh, hey, good luck with that therapy working.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
But why don't, Jason, here's a question.
I'm in about my third session. And again, it's a cheaper, I would say the place I get it from is cheaper than probably a real therapist.
Uh-huh.
But an online thing. So yeah. I guess you get what you pay for, right?
So have you lied to your therapist yet?
He never corrected the therapist. The therapist is off by an entire gender.
Okay, so I'm going to put that down
that's
as a yes.
Be the biggest lie ever.
Yeah. One entire gender, and for some reason, Jason/Jesse does not correct this therapist.
Yeah.
So this is completely worthless. This hour you spent.
Sure. Well, there is some good things.
No, there's not.
I get through my father's stuff.
No, you don't. Not if they don't know what sex is.
A little bit.
No, you don't.
A little bit.
They're not helping at all. No, you're wasting your time. But you're not wasting our time. This is fascinating, right, Ken?
It is.
No,
it is.
I, I'm sorry. I just called in to say again, but thank you. But I just thought, like, again, like,
there. Now we have to. Now we have to.
7 seconds. Sorry.
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
Now we have to dump you.
I think her name really is Jesse. And I think she really is a woman.
I don't think we're getting straight answers from anybody.
Ken. Well, you would know.
If that is, in fact, your name, Ken.
Mr. Judge, sitting up there on your high horse. No, you can tell if everybody's lying.
I think we're asking for trouble with this topic.
Why?
I don't know.
What kind of trouble are we asking for?
We're asking for people to BS us.
I don't think we are. No.
I don't think we've had a legitimate call. Maybe
I think
first M was legitimate.
M was very, very legitimate.
Okay. Would you agree with this? The next legitimate call we get, we keep on the phone.
All right. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, is this 7 seconds away?
Yes, it is.
What's the topic, Ken?
The topic is, do you lie to your therapist?
No, see, Ken,
yes or no?
This is not working.
You can't. Well, I mean,
Ken.
Is lying
Ken.
The same as
Ken.
Not discussing something
Ken.
Or
Ken? Yeah. Goodbye. That's
yeah.
Okay.
What?
Okay, so that guy wasn't.
No, he wasn't going to give us a straight.
He
answer.
Wasn't on the program.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ken, what's happening here?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air. What's your name? A fake name.
Oh. My fake name?
Yeah.
Dr. Shrink.
Okay, Dr. Shrink, are you a real therapist?
I'm a real therapist.
Wow. Andy, we got a real therapist.
Do you believe her?
Yes.
I would never lie.
Her name is Dr. Shrink.
That is pretty convincing.
Yeah.
You can't.
I'm licensed.
Really?
And what kind of therapy do you do, Dr. Shrink?
Zoom.
Zoom, but I mean, like, what kind of, you know, what kind of therapeutic practice?
Are you off one of these newfangled internet sort of?
No, good God, no. No, I'm a psychoanalytically trained psychologist.
How many clients did you have today?
None.
So this is a pretty good day for you, huh? Pretty sweet.
Yeah, great.
And how many clients do you have lined up for tomorrow?
Five.
Okay.
So, Dr. Shrink, do you think that your clients lie to you?
They might. But this is the thing. Even a lie, like a dream, says something about the person.
It can be revealing.
Sure. It's what you make up. Not everyone's going to lie about the same thing.
But do you ever...
analytic material.
Do you ever call them on their lies? Do you ever say, please, come on, red flag?
No.
You don't challenge them.
Well, sometimes.
But you're not going to challenge them on the truthfulness of their lie.
No. If they believe it's true, then that says something.
But if they believe it's true, it's not a lie.
Exactly.
But, well, that's, you pretty much based your whole life on that, haven't you, Ken?
Yeah.
You believe something's true, it's not a lie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't believe how helpful.
I don't think you'd be able to get out of bed if that wasn't true. Now, Dr. Shrink, do you not challenge your patients in part because you don't want to lose that patient? You want that patient to be back next week?
Well, one always weighs.
Yes.
Whether someone is ready to hear the challenge or not. Because, yes, of course.
Because I always wondered about that with therapists. Do they hold their fire because I'm writing them a check for whatever it is, $210 for the hour?
Well, it could be that, or it could be the fact that they feel that your ego is too fragile.
You mean the therapist feels the patient's ego is too fragile?
Exactly.
But isn't the but. I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, maybe the best therapy is giving them a slap, you know, a metaphoric slap on the face.
The tough love therapist.
Yeah.
Well, that would be cognitive behavioral. You can totally go for that.
Yeah, I had one of those.
That's not your style. That's not your MO.
Not always, no.
Yeah, I had one of those. It kind of felt like a cult.
That yeah, was, it can be.
Yeah, that was that anger management.
Rubber band on your wrist.
Yeah, rubber band on your wrist. I have like I used to have like 6 or 7 rubber bands on my wrist, all different colors, yeah. All for different things.
For different, huh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I would just slap them all the time. An hour didn't go by where I wasn't slapping 2 or 3 of those things. Hey, now Dr. Shrink.
Yeah.
Did you ever lose a patient because you said one thing that you regretted saying, just one comment that you knew derailed? I'm just so curious. What was that comment? And I assure you, they're not listening. I can guarantee it. That's the beauty of our little show, right, Ken?
Well, no, they were actually listening upstairs.
Oh, that's her patient?
Yeah.
No, they've fallen asleep. Okay. What was the comment, Dr. Shrink, that derailed that you regret? You instantly regretted it.
It was a confrontation. That's all.
You challenged them on something.
Yes.
And you learned your lesson. That's why you're accepting all their lies going forward.
Like well, I said, a lie can be entertaining. And after a day, you need entertainment. That's one thing. Also, like I said, it tells you something about them. It's like a dream.
But it means one thing if it's true, and it means another thing if it's a lie, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
But isn't the goal to get them back on their feet? Isn't their goal to get them out the door to say goodbye to them?
Oh, no.
That's not the goal.
Ask Dr. Shrink.
It depends.
Come on. Wait, you mean that's not always the goal? Dear God, I mean, when I bring my car to the mechanic, I'm going back to my metaphor. You keep your hands off it, Ken.
Yeah.
The goal is to get that car out of the shop.
Sure.
So I don't
lie. And to get back in the shop 3 months later.
Oh, I see. You want to fix that car, but fix it permanently. You don't want to just put a Band-Aid on that motor.
Exactly.
Oh, I've learned a lot. Dr. Shrink, this has been very, very helpful for me.
No problem. That's why they pay me the big bucks.
Thank you, Dr. Shrink.
No problem.
Wait. Just answer one last question.
Too late.
She's gone?
Yeah.
What happened to our pact if we get a grown-up on the phone?
Yeah.
We don't let her go. We milk that little goat. We milk that little goat till its teats fall off.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
What happened to that goal?
I.
We're not going to see another adult for weeks and weeks.
Yeah, I lied. I said that I would do that knowing full well that I wouldn't.
I believed you.
Yeah. There's your restless leg again.
Yeah. I call it my lie detector leg.
Hi, you're on the air. Your voice is disguised.
No call screener. Fancy.
Yeah, no call screener. What's your name,
call
sir?
Call screeners are for losers.
And my name is M.
Okay, M.
We have another M.
And how long have you been in therapy?
Since June, July.
Oh, not that long at all.
Less than a year.
So not very long. I never, I had an untoward event occurred, which caused me to seek therapy.
You never needed therapy till last June.
Maybe I thought I didn't, but yeah.
You were living a charmed life until that event last summer.
In many ways.
I know, my friend. And now you're seeing a therapist, but I'm going to just guess, just from this short conversation we've just had, you do not lie to your therapist. You take it very seriously.
I'm not here to mince words. I'm here to offer a data point. It's new to me. I want it to work.
Exactly.
I'm totally open.
This is an adult. Exactly. And because what are you trying to do? One of these other patients trying to impress their therapist?
Entertain them?
No,
entertain
it's like them? A doctor. No. I've been to the doctor's office and they say, how many beers do you have a night? And you say 5, and they say, what? And you realize that nobody tells the truth.
Oh, well, you're going to a real doctor.
But for my therapy, I just, you know, I have an objective. Which
here's exactly. You want to get better, and so you want to tell your doctor the truth. Just as, can I just use a metaphor? This might amuse you. Suppose you had a car that was acting up. right? You take your car to the garage.
Yeah.
You want to fix
you're
the
so
car, right?
On this one, man. It's a transactional relationship. They want to keep you there forever.
Exactly. Exactly. And if you're not honest with them, they will keep you there forever.
Right. He's probably mad. Why is this guy being honest?
Yeah. You're not going to get your car fixed.
I'm going to have to let it loose. It's going to actually get better. Shoot.
When you go to the mechanic, do you say, and they say, what's the problem? Do you say, guess? That's for me to know and you to find out. No. You say it pulls when I turn, when I make left turn. Man. You tell them the problem.
Okay, someone's having car trouble here, but it's probably a different show. But I won't clog up the lines.
No, you're not clogging up the lines. You're a grown-up. You're
not lying.
No, he's okay. In the minority.
No, but he's...
Andy, your metaphorical
he's an R minority because he's a rational, high-functioning, well-adjusted adult.
Well...
You've never had one of those call the show before. I recognized him immediately as a kindred spirit.
Uh-huh. Your metaphorical auto repair shop.
Yeah. Oh, did you like that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you think of that?
You need a new auto repair shop in that metaphor.
Why?
Because your mechanic is a drug mule. I didn't want to tell you.
In my metaphor?
Yeah. So you can't.
You know my imaginary mechanic?
I've been. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know him.
And a drug mule can't fix a bad transmission?
No, he can, but
exactly.
That's not his main objective.
That's true.
Yeah.
He does have another agenda.
Yes. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
Harry here.
Hi, Harry.
That would explain a lot, actually. When my mechanic that I've been going to takes a dump, I see like 20 or 30 little plastic bags.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right.
Mixed in.
Okay.
That would explain everything.
That's a little TMI.
Yeah.
But
I know what you're asking. Why would he be taking a dump in public? Is probably your question.
Well,
we don't have enough time in the hour to get into it.
I was wondering.
I was wondering that too until he explained it to me.
So he has a toilet right in the garage.
I wish he had a toilet. I would pay for a toilet.
So you're telling me he doesn't even have a toilet?
Ken, we don't have enough time left to go into the whole story. Here's all I'm telling you. My mechanic, who I no longer am going to, by the way.
Thank you. That's what I wanted to get at.
Not for that reason.
No?
No, he overcharges me. The dumping in public, after he explained it to me.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you didn't understand what was going on when you saw it. I had to explain to you that he was a drug smuggler.
I miss him. Carl.
Hi, you're on the air.
Good old Carl.
Hi, Harry's still here.
We're on a roll.
Hey, who's this, Sheldon?
Harry, like Harry Potter.
Oh, hey, Harry. Harry, how long have you been in therapy?
I'm going to guess, just from...
Oh, go ahead, Andy.
I'm going to guess you've been in therapy for 3.5 years.
Much longer than that. Many different therapists. My entire adult life, I'd say.
And do you lie to all of them, or do you take it seriously and you give them the unvarnished, painful truth?
I'm a recovering drug addict and alcoholic, so I've lied to most of them.
Yes.
But my current one, I like to play a little game with. Where I do lie about one thing just to see how they process it.
And can they? Do you think they can tell that you're lying to them?
Potentially. I try and bring it up maybe every other session just to see if it warrants any sort of reaction.
Why? To what end? To what end,
He's
Harry?
He's testing the therapist.
Okay, why? If you go to a doctor, if you go to a physician, you don't lie to them just to see their reaction.
What happened to Carl?
Well, the certain thing I tell them, I couldn't tell to a physician.
He went to med school. He's now my doctor. He's now my primary doctor. I know what you're going to ask. Does he still have that problem, that incontinence problem? Is that what you're going to ask?
Yeah.
No, he's fine now.
Okay. So, Harry, what is the thing that you lie about in order to keep your therapist on your toes, which I'm totally in favor of? I'm just wondering what it is that you're lying to them about.
I, for some odd reason, told my therapist that I have 3 testicles.
And how many do you have?
2, I think.
Oh, I wrote down the number 5. Okay, I was wrong.
All right, thanks, Harry. I'm taking away his strike mark.
My favorite part of that phone call?
Yeah.
Harry's phrase, for some odd reason. You can't do better than that. For some odd reason, I told my therapist I have three testicles. Hey, do you think in the history of the human race,
yeah,
anyone else has ever said that sentence out loud?
No.
I'm going to say the sentence again. For some odd reason, I told my therapist I have three testicles.
Maybe.
I would say no.
I would say maybe.
I would say no.
Yeah.
I would say that's a first.
But you're talking about
that sentence premiered here on 7 Seconds.
Billions and billions of conversations.
But listen to the sentence, Ken.
Yeah.
Listen to the three components of that sentence.
Okay.
For some odd reason.
Right.
That's an unusual phrase right there.
Well, that tips you off that it's going to be an odd number of testicles.
I told my therapist, mm-hmm, I have three testicles.
Yeah. And he tells this to her every week, every other week.
No, yeah, he brings it up. He manages to steer the conversation to the number of testicles he has.
Just to keep her on her toes.
Yeah, like I went shopping for a Speedo yesterday. You know, he has to get the conversation there.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, why bother? Hey, can I leave early?
No, you're on the air.
I love the show.
Yeah, thanks. My granddaughter's in a band concert.
Oh, what are they performing?
Oh, something horrible. It's going to be horrible.
What? Where
is
it?
I don't know. She's how old is she? 10?
Yeah, and what's she playing?
I don't know.
You don't know?
She plays one of those, the flute. What does everyone play? They all play the flute, don't they?
No, she might play clarinet, French horn. Maybe she's a drummer.
Yeah, maybe she's a drummer.
Hi, caller. Anyway, what's your name?
Here's all I know. I got to go.
Caller, what's your name?
This is Jesus.
This is Genius.
Genius, hello.
That's his
Genius
nickname,
how
Genius.
How long have you been in therapy, Genius?
Jesus, yes. Sorry.
Oh, Jesus.
We do have a caller named Jesus. Okay, Jesus, how long have you been in therapy?
Pretty heavily for about 20 years.
Okay, and have you ever lied to your therapist?
Well, that's the thing. There's a lot of talking around things, not necessarily lying.
You mean lie by omission, you mean?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to put you down in the yes column, Jesus.
Because you avoid certain subjects, or you don't go certain places with him or her because you're embarrassed, because you don't want to you don't want them to lose respect for you.
A lot of it is about trust, and there are things that. I mean, basically, I had a therapist overreact once, and so I'm very careful.
Oh, my God. Was her name Dr. Shrink?
Possibly. She sounded familiar.
Yeah.
But Jesus, you'll never get better until... Look, imagine, I'm just going to use a metaphor. You don't understand what a metaphor is, right? Suppose you had a car, okay? A car that was acting up, a car that was not operating correctly. You bring that car to the garage, you would tell the mechanic, you'd be frank with the mechanic, wouldn't you?
Is this the frickin' frack metaphor?
I don't know.
And by the way, that mechanic has some really good coke.
Well, he has some really good coke now that he took the dump in the corner of the garage. He didn't have some really good dope 8 minutes ago.
So the metaphor has morphed quite a bit.
When your mechanic says, I'm going to go to the corner of the garage, please don't watch me. Take his advice. Do not watch
me. Why didn't you take his advice?
I made the mistake once. You know who was horrified? My four grandchildren.
I would pay extra to see my therapist do that.
All right. Well, thank you, Jesus. We're putting you down in the yes column.
Yeah, thanks. And, can I go home now?
No.
Little Lucy's in a show, in a band concert.
Okay, Lucy, now we have her name. And where is she performing?
I forget.
At a school.
Probably a school.
Probably in Morris County somewhere.
Yeah.
Morris County. And
here's a question. We could ask this next week.
Okay.
What do you think about while your kid is in their dance recital or doing their concert at school? Like, where does your mind go? What problems do you solve?
Well, you don't go to SeaWorld?
I've been to SeaWorld plenty. I'm now a trespass from SeaWorld.
Oh, you've been banned from SeaWorld.
Yeah.
What happened? What did you do there?
Well, I pulled a Carl the mechanic on him.
God. Oh, my God.
Well, the line at the men's room was like 20 minutes.
You can never go back.
No, I can never go back.
Oh. Caller, quick, how long have you been in therapy?
About 6 months.
And have you lied to your therapist, yes or no?
No, but you know what? I actually liked your mechanic analogy because the thing that that you mess up your car, you get to the mechanic, and then when you leave, they say, here's the schematic, here's the tools, here's the socket wrench, here's how to fix it in the future. And that was, like, mind-blowing for me because it wasn't like they were trying to keep me coming back. It was more like, here's the tools to fix it yourself.
Did you check whether the socket wrench had any secret compartments in it?
No, not that I could tell.
You should check. You should check.
Well, that reminds, of course, the old adage applies here. You know, you teach a man to fish.
Right.
He can fish for the rest of his life. You hold that man down and tickle him until he loses consciousness. You probably lost a friend for life.
Yeah.
That's the old adage.
Well,
Why would you hold him down? Why would you even go there?
Well, yeah, I don't know why.
He just wants to learn how to fish. Are you insane?
I don't want to teach him how to fish. I want him to be hooked.
My train of thought. I just got derailed there.
I want him to be hooked on my fish.
Oh, yeah. You want to sell the man the fish.
Yes.
You want to sell the man. You want to steer the man to your uncle's fish store.
Right. I don't want him to be able to procure his own fish.
Exactly.
Are you crazy?
Forbid the man to fish.
So we are looking for a very, very pregnant woman.
Oh, yeah. That would be a good show. But you won't be here next week.
Right. And we are also looking for listeners who want to give us a 25-minute long quiz, maybe 12 questions.
On any subject that you name, Ken and I will be the contestants.
And we'll do those on Zoom. And for
at your convenience.
Yes. Either pregnancy or quiz. My email address is ken@wfmu.org. At wfmu.org.
W what?
W-F.
F. Go ahead.
M.
M like mother?
Yep.
Hold on. Ken@WFM. Go ahead.
You.
Okay, got it. Yep. Dot com?
No, dot org.
Dot org.
Dot org. Yep, that's it. Huh. That's it.
Fascinating.
Thank you, Jeremiah, for another great newsletter. We will not be here next week. We'll probably air a rerun. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County. At 91.9 FM and online.
Great show, Ken.
At WFMU.org. Enjoy the concert. Buddy. Enjoy the concert. I don't know where you're mentally going to go now that you're banned from SeaWorld. Hey, stay tuned for Weekly World Blues with Matt Fiveash.
Sound of the blues scale. The blues scale is very simple, very useful, but also very simple to build. All you have to do is know your minor pentatonic scales. So in this case, I was playing A.
The blues come so many different ways until it's kind of hard to explain.
Showing what they can do about killing kids. Hot mama, let's kill it, kids. Out in the alley and in the streets, all the cats and boys you meet, you want to kill it, kids. Hot mama, let's kill it, kids. Yeah, kill it. Shimmy across the floor, won't kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. But after light about half past one, we gonna dance from now to sun. Kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Ain't got no horn, ain't got no bar. Put out the lights and call the Lord. Won't kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Yes, yes. Bring another half a pint of gin. Well, I know she killed that thing. She wanna kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Yeah, yeah. Everybody like to kill it. Take a little trip on the mountain top, feel this broad women out of Eagle Rock. She wanna kill it, kid. Oh, baby, let's kill it, kid. All these gals on Sixth Avenue, showing the Georgia women what they can do about kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. My boy just got back from the way up north. I want to kill it, kid. Blow your hand and hold me tight. We're going to kill it the rest of the night. We want to kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it, kid. Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go here and roll back. That's where we're going to do that rag. We're going to kill it, kid. She can kill it on a Cadillac, kill it on a Ford. I believe she can kill it on a running board. She want to kill it, kid. Hot mama, let's kill it. Everybody shout.